Hour number three, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Tuesday. Get back into the Titans now with the man, Jim Wyatt, TennesseeTitans.com. Jimmy, what's up?
Not too much. How you guys doing?
We're fantastic. Are you ready for Viva Las Vegas?
I'm ready. I always enjoy Vegas, even though I don't gamble anymore. Maybe I did when I was in college. I don't drink anymore. Maybe I did years ago, but I still love Vegas. Went out there with my family this past summer, part of a West Coast trip. We saw Kenny Chesney in the Sphere and spent a couple of days in Vegas. Always look forward to going. And even though, again, don't really bet or drink anymore, but still love the excitement in the city and looking forward to seeing a regular season game in that stadium. Been to a Super Bowl there and a Pro Bowl there. It'll be my first regular season game there.
It's a cool. I've only been to wrestling, but I'm excited to see a football game. So it'll be cool. We'll be out there, so we'll look you up for sure, and meet up. But let's start with this. You're going out there off a win. It was a crazy win. You know, they're not all pretty, but the Titans figured out a way to get it done. I have to have a feeling that building is a little bit of a happier place the last couple of days.
It is, and I have to say it's a relief, I think, for a lot of people just because it had been so long and there's so much pressure that builds when you're losing games and there's frustration. And not everybody certainly on this team has been a part of this struggle that dates back to 2022. But it's been a struggle enough just the first part of this season that had people kind of frustrated and ready to pull their hair out. And I think winning the game – you know, changes the mood and provides a little optimism. And I think coaches, players hope that that's something you can build on. And what a great performance by any stretch. I think for three quarters of that game, it looked like a lot of what we saw the first 4 weeks of the season. But something flipped in the fourth quarter. Part of it, again, was the Cardinals serving it up to them in some occasions. But the Titans played hard and they put themselves in a position to kind of snatch victory from the jaws of defeat, and now you just got to figure out a way to kind of keep that momentum going.
What has been your experience and evaluation of Cam Ward to this point? Obviously, there, you know, the highs, the lows, the good throws, the bad throws. That last drive on Sunday was, I think, what we've all expected him to be able to do. But you know, what's kind of it been like being around him and covering him to this point?
Just really impressed with him, and I'm going to go all the way back to his pro day that I went to at Miami, kind of leading up to him being picked and just kind of watching him in his environment and around some of those Miami players and just seeing how they reacted to him. I thought, you know, this kid looks like, you know, a leader and looks like somebody that you want to lead your team. And when they picked him, seeing him come to the building and having that same kind of approach and being able to relate to his teammates, even if they were 10 years older than him, 15 years older than him, it was impressive. Now, it hasn't always been perfect on the field. He's obviously still learning about the league and how to be consistent and how to be good play in and play out. And certainly has dealt with a lot of adversity in the first part of the season, but I think he's handled it well. I mean, he's continued to work hard. He hasn't moped, hasn't gotten down, takes accountability. And I think he's going to get better as the more he plays. I mean, I thought he had his worst game against the Texans, and then he came out and played his best quarter against the Cardinals. And I think everybody hopes that that's kind of a spark that will lead to more.
I agree. Talking to Jim White on the Chasing Big Joe show. So, Jim, kind of the argument yesterday with us when people are calling in was instead of the Titans winning the game, the Cardinals handed it to them. And my counter to that was they can hand it to them all day long, but the Titans had to execute, and they did in the fourth quarter. And you talk about Cam's best quarter so far. What triggered, what hit the fact that this team's like, all right, we're going to win this game now? Could you feel it in the stadium on Sunday? Because I think we felt it through TV like they're going to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, I have to be honest with you. I had a story written that they were going to lose the game. You just got to do that the way they
right.
job because you got to hit the button right when the horn ends. So, I mean, I was through the third quarter, I had a lead and the first part of my story written that Titans are going to lose and drop to 0-5. And I will say that when it was They cut it to 21-12 and 21-19. I kind of felt like, yeah, they showed signs of life here, but it's probably going to be too little too late. And for them to get the stop on third down and then drive down in a position to kick that field goal, it was a great development for the team and proving something to their fans that they haven't proved in a while, that they know how to win. I mean, because it's been a 10-game losing streak. And so you could feel momentum changing. And, yeah, I get the Cardinals, gave – people saying the Cardinals gave it away. Well, the Titans have given a lot of games away around here too. People that you can't turn your nose up on a win when you haven't had a whole lot. And now the challenge is to try to win two in a row. But it's hard to believe. I was doing, kind of a podcast with the guy from the Raiders today, and we were talking about the Raiders struggles, the Titans struggles, and the challenge coming this week. And I was looking at my schedule that I write the results down every year on them. And I guess I had not realized how long it's been since the Titans won two games in a row. You have to go all the way back to October of 2022.
Wow.
Since this team has won back-to-back games. So didn't happen in 23. It didn't happen in 24. And now can the 25 team do it? We'll see. And it didn't happen at the end of 2022 either. We all know how that season ended with, seven straight losses. So it was back it was that night in Green Bay when the Titans won on Monday Night Football in November of 2022. That's the last time they'd won two games in a row.
Holy cow. Jim, was the feeling palpable in the locker room of relief? Because it looked like Brian Callahan, the relief was gone. And for the players, it just that monkey on their back of, oh, here we go again. They just looked like, a deep breath. Could you feel that?
Yeah, you could. I mean, there was excitement. The media, the press conference room was on the other wall from the locker room, and there's a door that separated the two, and you could hear the music bumping, you could hear the chants, and you could hear the yelling, and you could feel that guys had a lot of pent-up frustration that was coming out, that you get to celebrate when you win. And, Brian Callahan wrapped up his presser, and then you walk in the locker room, and it's like walking into the club. I haven't been to the club in a while, but I remember those days. And it was like you're walking in the club. The music was bumping. Guys were still dancing, having a good time. And yeah, it's just one game. I mean, this team didn't win the Super Bowl and is not going to the playoffs, with this win. But that's just kind of – the feeling when it had been so long since this team had won a game and had been able to celebrate.
Jim Lyon is with us, TennesseeTitans.com. We were talking earlier that I've been impressed with Chigga Conquo, and obviously tight ends are usually a rookie quarterback's best friend, but Gunnar Helm as well. And I know Nick Colts talked about Gunnar Helm today about maybe getting him more targets. What have you seen out of the tight end play?
Yeah, I like him. I'd like to see more of him and the way Chig's played. He certainly deserves opportunities himself. I think both those guys are good players. I think for Cam, and swinging it back to Cam when we talk about these guys, I think one of the biggest things Cam needs to do to help him is to take kind of what the defense gives you. Cam loves hunting for big plays and throwing the ball downfield, and he had a couple of those to Calvin Ridley. But, there have been other times when a Conquo or Helm have been like there in front of them. And I think, coaches will tell you don't pass up one to get to another. And I think the best thing for Cam to take pressure off of him and to help this team is to throw the tight ends more. Maybe throw just some of the backs out of the backfield. It may not be exciting. It was maybe a 4 or 5 yard pass instead of 20, 25 yard pass. But those are guys that can help you. And I think Jig showed on Sunday, you get the ball in his hands, he can make some things happen. He broke some tackles, made some plays. I think Helm is just going to keep getting better. So I like both of them. And I think they're two weapons. And guys who can take pressure off of everybody.
Jim, from the TV angle, the game-winning field goal, I thought it was wide right. What was your view? Did you think he missed it?
I was on the side, so I could. But I saw he. I saw the arms go up and knew it was good. It wasn't until I got home at 1 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was, and watched the fourth quarter back and realized how close
right
the upright. I, if it had been 10 yards further, it might not have made it in between the upright. So he snuck it in there, and boy, I can only imagine what the feeling would have been if that kick would have missed.
Oh, and no doubt. It's funny, Chase and I were talking the other day about these Titans-Cardinals games. Always crazy. In 21, remember Lawan gave up like 8 sacks?
I actually think we lost Jim.
No.
He's calling back.
I just heard him.
He was there, and then he – and then.
Oh, we lost him.
Yeah.
Oh, rest so in we'll peace, Jim.
He's back.
He's back.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, I don't know what's the last thing you heard from me.
How much money you owed us? No, no, no. You said
we haven't been to Vegas.
Yet, so. No, you said you got home at 1 o'clock in the morning and rewatched the fourth quarter and saw how close that field goal was.
Yeah, so I didn't realize how much he'd snuck it, how barely he'd kind of snuck it in, and if it had been 10-15 yards deeper, it might not have made it. I was saying I can only imagine what the feeling would have been on the team if that kick would have missed.
Oh, right? Yeah, I know that.
The streak would have gone to 5. Yeah, it would have been brutal.
Chase and I were talking about these Titans-Cardinals games are always weird. In 21, remember Lawan gave up like 9 sacks in that game? And then 2009, the Kenny Britt touchdown at the last second. And the Titans, with the franchise overall, has been – when they go out west, it's been like, oh, a disaster. But there's a lot of positives, Jim, from this win on Sunday because you kind of quiet the talk from the past and you got yourself a win. Now can you build off of it? And you'd rather build off it off a win instead of going back this week like, oh, God, we're 0-5. So there are some foundational things here they can work on, which is good, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think for Cam, I mean, you could just see the relief on his face when that kick went through because he had a big smile that came to him. And I think, just seeing the way guys reacted, going back to the locker room and just seeing him in the building, I think guys can now point to success and showing that their work is paying off. And, it's one thing to play hard and to practice hard, but if you're not getting results, you get frustrated and it wears on you. And when you win, you can point to things and try to replicate them the following week. So, they're playing a Raiders team that's coming off of a bad loss. They're going to be ready to they're going to look at this as kind of a get-well game, kind of like I think what the Cardinals thought this was going to be for them. And
right.
Now the Titans have got to start winning some of these games because – again, you can't celebrate one win too much. You got to find a way to start winning some games and change some of these results on a consistent basis.
Speaking of winning, you and our esteemed producer, one Dr. Crane, your Fighting Irish aren't doing well over at Father Ryan, Jim. They're 1-6. What do we need to do?
Yeah, it's been rough, and I see Zach Mettenberg over there, and I see Ken Wisenhunt. Ken Wisenhunt's walking around there with the headset. That's not
well. There's
Mettenberg.
Your problem. All right. Well, there you go. Sorry about that, Jim. Keep him there, not at McGavick.
Yeah. So, but it's been a struggle, and they're trying to build that program back. They were dealt. Had really limited numbers, and I think my understanding, and I've still got some pretty good connections over at Ryan because I've got 3 nephews over there. But
wow.
At least I got 2. One of them just graduated. I got 2 nephews over there, so and you got a lot of other people I know there. And it sounds like Mettenberg had to pretty much go around the building and start recruiting people off the soccer team and the rugby team and the cafeteria, wherever you could find them to play. So. So it's a struggle when you compete against some of these other schools in this area that have established programs. I think Ryan will get back there. It's just probably not going to be this year.
Well, Jim, we're looking forward to this weekend in Vegas, and hopefully the Titans can make it 2 in a row. Thanks so much for doing this today.
Okay, you have a good week. We'll see you out there.
Absolutely. Jim Wyatt joining us here on the program. He's awesome. TennesseeTitans.com.
I did a thing with Jim and a bunch of us media members in San Francisco back in 2009, and that was a fun night, and that's all we'll leave it at that. It was a night we'll all remember. Hey, it was a good time.
Jim's a fun guy.
He's
that is
the best.
For sure.
He's the absolute best?
We told you that this was going to be a packed show today. Predators opening night on Thursday. Sean Henry will join us in about 15 minutes at 2:30 to talk a little bit more about that. So
good.
Looking forward to talking to Sean.
Are we allowed to talk about his off, afterwards the Predators stuff, by the way, his precious New York Giants, or no?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, Yankees, Giants, I mean, you know they're going
to
come up.
I saw the Yankees are down 0-2 to the Blue Jays, and I love it.
They are.
For all the fake Yankee fans in our area.
He is not a fake
He's
Yankee
not.
Fan.
I understand
no,
that.
He's not.
Because he can name actual players from history on that team. Most can't.
So he will join us coming up in just a little bit. We'll react to some things that Jim said. Coming up next, and again, you know, we alluded to it there, but we're excited about the going out to Circa. You can join us at the Overhang Bar at Circa in Las Vegas. Drink specials are included, plus giveaways, including two tickets to the Titans-Raiders game. Go to CircaLasVegas.com for more information. We're going to be out there doing our show at Stadium Swim on Friday. D-Mace will be out there as well.
Yeah.
Doing his show, so we're looking forward
so
to it.
So excited. Which goes back to our question of the day, and we got a little time for that. Let us know, 615-737-1025. I've never been to Vegas. Chase has been to Vegas. Dr. Crane's been to Vegas. What advice do you have for me, someone who's never been to Vegas? We had great response in the first hour. I'd love to hear it again. What advice do you have for me as I head to Vegas on Thursday? I can only imagine what some of these were.
615-737-1025. More coming. Chasing Big Joe, 1025 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 1025 The Game here on this Tuesday. I'm liking the music today. It's good.
It's pretty good. Already one text from a friend of mine that says, here's advice for Vegas. Don't go. Well, I've never been. I got to go because just for the experience.
1978 says, Joe, the pretty lady at the bar is working. That's the best advice I can give you.
Oh, my goodness.
4704, advice for Vegas, bring lots of $1 bills and hand sanitizer. this is actually really good advice. 3446, Joe, buildings are much further to walk than you think. Uber is good.
I keep hearing that.
That is actually true. I've fallen for that, too. Of like, oh, it's just right down there, and it takes an hour. Okay. Like it, yeah, no. Let's see. Thomas in Nashville. Joe, don't be a fuddy-duddy in Vegas. Go down to Fremont and people watch. What a night. Do the zip line there, too. Get you some In-N-Out burger. And above all, just have fun. I love Vegas. We're actually staying in Fremont, so we'll be good there. Have you ever had In-N-Out burger?
I have not.
Okay, I've had, we will have to do that.
I've had burgers go in and out, but hello. <Hey-o>. Watch out for the cook at the grill.
All right, we'll probably have to do that then.
Okay.
There's one on the strip. Well, and there's one by Fremont.
A hamburger's a hamburger.
Yeah, but this is, I don't know.
Got to have a Flying Dutchman, man.
I think this could be.
easy, pal. I don't got that much money.
Matt said, we had a boys trip to Vegas last year. My buddy learned the lesson the hard way to not bring.
Just let it all out, man.
You know where Dr. I'm going Crane. With this?
Oh, my God.
Not to bring a lady of the night back to your hotel room.
Oh, gosh.
If she's named after a jewel, she's not yours.
Hey, Joe, this is
Sapphire. Sapphire is a good one, yeah.
Don't take a debit credit card in the casino.
Okay.
Kevin says, advice for Big Joe, if you meet a girl at the bar and she says her name is Samantha, her birth name was Samuel. Just smile and leave.
I think I might just stay in my room and watch TV. Can I do that instead? I'll just do that. And go to the Mob Museum.
Jeremy in Clarksville says, the house always wins.
Oh, that's why I don't gamble.
Thomas also says, get the bus pass. Uber and taxis are expensive, trust me. On the strip, we'll hit the monorail. Monorail.
I'm not a monorail. I saw it happen in Springfield with the monorail.
I know. This is good. Homer's the driver, though. And then 2349 says he thinks In-N-Out is overrated. You'll have to let us know what you think. It's coming here, so.
Okay, yeah. They moved their headquarters to Franklin. Yeah, I'm just, like, a burger, you know, is a burger. Oh,
Ricky has great advice, and this is good advice for him to give, considering he did this last year when we were out there. Don't lose your ID.
Did he?
He did. He dropped it. Here's the best part.
How?
So we're at, I think we were at the Golden Nugget, and he dropped it. And, like, somewhere bouncing from table to table or whatever, and he couldn't find it. And so he was kind of SOL the rest of the trip because he didn't have his ID. And get home, you know, he has to go through the whole process of getting home and all that stuff. And, like, 2 weeks later, he checks the mail, and somebody found it and mailed it.
There is good. That restores my faith in humanity.
Yeah.
Well done.
Oh, it was Planet Hollywood. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'll keep my passport. I'm going to get one of those, what did you call them earlier, Dr. Crane? The man purse over the chest? What is that?
Oh, a fanny pack.
No, a fanny pack's around
the waist. Well, if you're going to do the passport, which is what I'm doing, I'll leave that in the room.
Yeah.
And then just have my regular ID.
But I'm like, he said don't carry a wallet around.
No, I just said don't let them touch your back pocket.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Is that lingo for something?
I don't want anybody. No,
that's just how I got my card stolen.
Is that wanting to tell the Flying Dutchman to stay away?
Okay, I have never, and I know it is traditional, men usually carry their wallet in their back pocket. I've never done that for that very reason. I always carry it in my front pocket.
In Vegas?
Everywhere.
Or in life?
Everywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've never put my wallet in my back pocket.
So you do that in your front pocket. You walk up and somebody says, hey, you happy to see us? Or you got a wallet in your front pocket? That too? Okay. I get it, man.
Well, because I'm going to – if somebody's trying to get it out of my front pocket, I think I'm going to see it. I'm going to be like, what the hell are you doing?
Might be a Flying Dutchman. I don't know. You better watch out for
them. It might be Samuel.
Who knows? I'm going to stay home.
Here's some real
advice
for you, Joe?
What's on TV this weekend? Oh. I'll watch the TV at home, man.
Make sure when you're in your hotel room not to touch – the candies, because they will upcharge
you. Oh, yeah, those
are
like $8.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime you have a motion, like say you actually bump into the table, they'll charge you.
All right, the only thing I'm touching in the hotel room is the air conditioning. I'll make sure that gets down to. I got the air conditioning in Madison, Wisconsin. I was so happy. I told Chase, down to 50 degrees.
You did.
And I did video of it, and people roasted me on social media for doing that.
You did.
They're like, you must be as fat as the meat you hang around. I was like, pretty close.
All right, coming up next, opening night for the Predators is Thursday. To talk more about that, our man Sean Henry, the CEO of the Nashville Predators, will join us. We'll talk to Sean next, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday. And coming up Thursday, hockey is back at Bridgestone Arena. The regular season begins, and to talk more about that, our favorite, the CEO, Sean Henry, friend of the show, joins us now. Sean, what's up?
Don't be telling me that I'm a friend of the show. You guys are going to Vegas without me.
That is true. We are, but you got to be here for opening night. And I know you're probably going to be mad at us for not being here for opening night. But I couldn't take you away from that.
No, well, you guys aren't going to be here Thursday night either. My gosh.
I know. This is already off to a bad start. We're in trouble.
Wow, man. We're going to miss you. Good news is, though, bad news for you is when we win, you guys can't come ever again.
I know. See, you're going to be 2-0. By the time we get back, you're going to be 2-0, and I'm going to show up at the building, and security's going to say, no, you can't come in. So that's what's going to happen.
Well, yeah. I mean, you were here last year on opening night. That didn't work out well. So
it did not.
This is good news for the press.
Yeah, you'll win now. Everything will be good. Yeah. But I know
when you're in Vegas, the only game you guys should be playing out there is Pai Gow. It is the best game in the world.
So I've had a few people besides you tell me that, and okay, so now I got to play it. I got to learn how to play it.
What's it called?
Pai Gow.
Pai Gow. You should reach out to Tracy Henry. She'll give you a tutorship.
Okay.
The suburban diva knows her Pai Gow.
Okay. All right. We may have to do that. So opening night, we're going to have the Gold Walk, all those things. What are some other exciting things besides a win that Preds fans can look forward to?
It's opening night. I know it sounds so dumb. I don't care if we have thumbtacks laying on all your seats or, you know, the ice melts. Opening night special. It really is. But then you add to the fact that, you know, we're excited about, you know, seeing some of the young guys have matured. Got to see our number one pick, ideally, in the lineup that night, you know, playing with the guys that he grew up idolizing. And to me, that's really fun and special. Same time, made a lot of big investments this year in, you know, some of the lighting effects, the real experience for the game, you know, from Crazy Kyle's organ to our DJ booth, and, you know, just having a little bit more fun. When big things happen, we'll celebrate them a little differently. The food and beverage menu is completely revamped. I know Joe was out last week trying a few of the new selections, which is always a fun night. But just a lot of good things. All, you know, fresh paint. But for us, the biggest investment this year was in the locker room, really almost tripling the size of that space, doing some things that we haven't been able to do before, bringing in equipment, recovery equipment that we just never had as well. And the players' reactions to that have been just so tremendous because they're the ones that gave us the input, what we should do, what do we need, how do we move forward. And it's good to see it come into play and that partnership come alive.
I totally agree, but I'm telling you, the gold walk for opening night, I don't think anybody, and I haven't been around the league, obviously, but if anybody does it better than what you guys do, the gold walk before that opening game, I want to see it because I think that is an outstanding evening. It's packed. The players, here's the best part, Sean, the players enjoy it. It's not like they're forced to do this. They really enjoy it, which makes it all even better for that night.
You know, they really do, and you know what's fun about it? Our fans got here so early, right? It's, I don't know, 4 o'clock-ish, give or take. And people are here, and they're celebrating it. And I love when players get delayed, and it frustrates Wayne D. and Paul McCann and Zach McCann because they're waiting to announce the next guy. But it takes the guys forever to walk the gold carpet because, as you said, they enjoy it. They're taking pictures and high-fiving, and it really is special. And I'm normally inside the building when they come in, and it's fun to see the kind of the energy and the bounce in their step. So, you know, when you have the best fans in sports, they fire the guys up. And I just think we should do it every single night.
Right.
No doubt. There's a bounce in the guys' steps.
They should do that. And what's great about them, it's on the plaza. It's beautiful. And people get – I remember covering for TV for years. People get there early in the day and make a day out of it and then go to the hockey game that night. So it's planned out. That's what I was going to ask you. I mean, this is – I know it's important to the players, but to the team and to the organization, this is an important night for you guys, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, overnight you set the tone for the whole season. I'm not so much with the wins and losses. Obviously, overnight's better if the right thing happens. But it's a lot of times it's the first time those season ticket holders are back. You know, some don't come to all the preseason games. But what I like about it is when you look in different sections, you walk around the building, it's kind of like a family reunion where, you know, people are catching up about what happened over the summer. And you get everyone in the right mindset, the right mood. And if we do our job and don't mess anything up, you know, people leave pretty happy.
Sean Henry is with us talking about opening night. Tickets available for that and Saturday, or you can just make it easy and be Smashville loyal, right?
Chase, you're like doing a commercial. Let you keep talking, but that is it. You know, you want the best price, the best perks in really all sports. Join the Legion and have some fun. And you know what? Let's face it. Not everyone can be a full season or a half season ticket holder, whether it be time or investment. You know, that's why we have some really fun quarter plans, even 5-packs. It's we try to break down every barrier for those that want to become a package holder. We put some great things together. We have about 50 people dedicated to the experience. And my favorite complaint I get from our season ticket holders is when we switch their account rep. Mm-hmm. And part of me giggles a little bit. He's like, oh, what other teams have account reps dedicated to you? Because unfortunately, so many teams really don't. But I love the relationship our fans have with their reps. They watch their careers grow. And normally when we switch reps, it's because the one got promoted. And as much as they're complaining about it, they're also happy for that person. It's such a weird bond we have with our fans and team and staff. It's just wonderful. It really is.
Oh, yeah. And you guys do such a great job with that. We haven't brought up Evangelista. I know that may have taken a little longer than anybody wanted, but it's done now. He's back with the team, and I know you guys have to be excited about that, as is he.
Yeah, you know, there's some restaurants that you have to order your dessert when you sit down because it takes a little while to make, and no one ever complains when it comes out, man. You're just happy. It's like, oh, my gosh, that's beautiful. And the same thing there. You know, we had a party after our last preseason game on Saturday. It's the first time I saw him in person, you know, since back in, I don't know, August. And it was just, you know, came over, that big old infectious grin he has, high fives, hugs you, and, you know, no one's talking about the negotiation now. It's about getting him on the ice and watching him shine.
I will say, and I really mean this, like, I'm excited to see the young players on this team. Like, whether it's him, who just got the new contract, who I think is still growing, obviously, you know, Brady and Ozzie and some of the other young guys, Michael Wood. But I think that's going to be the really cool part of especially the early part of the season is watching these young guys and what they can do mixed with the vets that are already here.
Yeah, you really hit it on the head. We have a real logjam at wing. But, you know, you look at Kemmel and what he did Saturday afternoon. Oh, my gosh, that was incredible. That
hit was awesome.
You got Ozzie and you got LaRue and you got Schaefer. And there's so many guys that you guys will kind of probably bounce up and down a little bit because if they're – you know, if they're the extra forward, you don't want them sitting in the press box. You want them to walk, you playing, and then bounce back up when it's their opportunity. At the same time, there's always someone that gets in that lineup that just will never come out. You know, it's just they'll make the most of it, and they won't come out, and that's great. But I would say people shouldn't make that big of a deal or take too much notice of a guy that goes up and down because you want to make sure they're playing their game. And a guy that's a top six forward, you want playing top 6 minutes. And it's going to be fun to watch each and every one of those young guys get their moment to shine and then watch them shine.
Here's how I know that you're invested on opening day. How many steps do you think you'll get in Thursday? 25,000? And I'm being serious.
Oh, yeah. I mean, usually, you know, part of it is, as you guys, I get really excited about it, right? So there's a lot of nervous energy for it. And literally, people around me will schedule me to do things away from them. just so you know, I'm not bothering them. And I know it, too. I get it. And, like, my kids will say, Dad, you're just talking to talk right now. And it's the same thing. I mean, people will be like, Sean, you're just talking to talk. Go somewhere. So, yeah, I'll be all over walking around, you know, inside, outside the building. But the others, you know, you want to make sure when you're having a party, and that's what opening day is, that things are ready as best as they can be. And you really need all 400 of our staff members' eyes seeing what, you know, oh, my gosh, we missed this. Let's move this. And we have an award show tonight with the Dove Awards. You know, they started moving in Saturday afternoon after the game. And it's a big deal, man. It's a big build, and they'll be tearing out tomorrow. You know, so there'll be a lot of things that, you know, our wonderful staff will have to be running around to get it ready tomorrow. And everyone really needs a set of eyes to say, oh, my God, we forgot this. Let's move this. Let's jump on these things. So, yeah, I'll be around quite a bit. It's amazing how fat I still am after all.
Well, I was going to ask, if you're like, I'll get 1,000 steps in, which means you'd never leave your desk. But I'm telling you, when I go to games, I'll see you at the barrel house. I'll see you up top. I'll see you over. You walk more than anybody else like at a game. Like, you shake the hands. I mean, you move around. I'm like, that's how you do it. You move around and talk to people.
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty stubborn. I like sitting in my seats in 105, and I like sitting normally with my family or – a friend or, you know, sometimes a client. But because I do that, then I have to make sure I, you know, take off as soon as intermission starts, throw up to, you know, our entertainment suites or, you know, make this visit, you know, try to visit, you know, the press box. And you also want to walk every level as well.
Yeah.
The other is, you know, I love concession food. So you'll normally see me, you know, with a hot dog in my hand or a Hump Brothers pizza. It's just a fun environment.
Well, that negates all your steps right there. You just talked that. Now we know why.
Yeah, that's it. But it's funny. I always say we're all 12-year-olds still at heart.
Yes.
And the fact that this 12-year-old gets to come to games and wander the building aimlessly,
yeah,
I got to pinch myself some days. I really do. It's just such a wonderful, you know, job. And in Nashville, it's even better than anywhere else in the country.
Oh, I see that. Also, I got a note from the email from Nick Barnowski. He says, whatever you do, do not ask about the Yankees or Giants. So we're going to ask about your precious Yankees down 0-2, man. What are we going to do about this?
Well, first and foremost, with the Giants, you know, I don't know why we signed, you know, Wilson when I wish we did what the Titans are doing. You know, let the young guy go.
Yes.
You're going to make some mistakes. But like what we saw on Sunday, as freaky as that ending was, that two-minute drill he got put in, man, that was amazing. Glimpse of the future. We're seeing that with Dart a little bit too. So I'm excited about the future of the Giants. I hope we have different people calling the shots, but I'm excited. And look, the Yankees are down 2-0. Who cares? Like I told Bruno over a friendly better too, he's a pretty big Blue Jay fan, champagne doesn't taste very good after 2 games. It tastes really good when the Yankees win 3, man. So just get out of my way. I have all the confidence in the world in my New York Yankees. And being when we beat the Red Sox, we're stuck where the manager I best for 10 more years, but we might as well go out and win it all. And this is U.S. versus Canada. Like, this is like the Olympics. If you're rooting for the Yankees, come on, go check yourself.
I know, it's funny though, like, you know, Aaron Boone, but hey, hopefully they can get it done. They're in Yankee Stadium, so you never know what might happen.
Yeah, Nick Marnowski's so excited for baseball every 15 years because he's a Tiger fan. And I live with a Tiger fan with my wife, you know, so she's giving me a little service too. And I hope they win because I want to beat them in the next round.
Yeah, well, and it's cool. I will say that series of seeing like Seattle and Detroit, I mean, even Toronto to an extent, but teams that haven't been there in a while is kind of fun to see.
You know what? The main reason I love baseball playoffs more than anything is not because, you know, by the grace of God, I'm a Yankee fan. It means we have our opening day. And this whole week leading up to it, I have something to burn my energy on. I get to watch, you know, some really good baseball. But come Thursday, I don't even know if the Yankees are playing Thursday night or not. If they are, I won't be watching any Yankee games. You know, maybe on Friday if they're still playing. But I love this time of year like you guys do too. And even more so for you guys because you get to watch our game in Vegas. So,
yep. Oh, yeah. We are looking forward to that and looking forward to opening night as well. Sean, appreciate it as always. And I know we're going to be doing these chats on Fridays again throughout the season. But thanks so much.
Now, thank you guys. Have a good time. And I can't tell anyone what to bet on or not to bet on, but I know what I'd be doing if I were in Vegas if I were allowed. So do the right thing, win some money, and enjoy staying at the Horseshoe or Binion's or wherever you're staying.
Circa.
For the extra bet, too, guys, okay?
Yeah, we will. We will. Thank you, Sean.
See you, guys.
Sean Henry joining us on the program, and always enjoy that. He's a good one for sure. Opening night, Thursday. We'll have a lot of Preds flavor over the next few days with that. But coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. Put a bow on things. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Tuesday. Appreciate Sean Henry for joining us. And it is time to wrap things up with what day is it and celebrity birthdays.
Nice.
Good job, Dr. Green. Good recovery.
Well done.
Thank you very much. All right, first list we have looks like a shower. That's now bathtub day. Excuse me, bathtub day is first on the list. So if you like a bubble bath, there you go. National chocolate covered pretzel day. Watch out for those.
While in the bubble bath.
Yeah, you could do that with some strawberries. Or something.
Do you like a bubble bath?
Make sure it's chocolate.
You a bubble bath guy?
Huh? No.
No, absolutely not. National Flower Day is to
bath on a certain occasion.
Okay, all right. Certain occasions is what he's saying. National Flower Day is today. So yeah, if the waitress in Vegas is named after a flower, probably not the lady for you. Right. National Forgiveness and Happiness Day is today as well. National Frappe Day, if you like a nice frappe. National Fruit and Work Day, so an apple, banana, whatever. National Inner Beauty Day is today. National,
every day.
National LED Light Day.
Love a good LED
National
light.
National Propane Day. Love some good gas.
Damn
there.
It, Bobby.
Hank Hill.
Next we have
propane
is
and propane accessories.
You Matter to Me Day. So, if, you know.
You guys matter to me.
Yeah, you guys definitely matter to me. So, if you know, you like the science version of matter or the emotional version of matter.
Is that it?
Yes, sir. That is.
What about Flying Dutchman? Do they matter? Only in Vegas.
Only in Vegas.
All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You got to get these within two. Our first birthday. The guy puts on his best James Dean all the time. Rocker John Mellencamp. How old is John Cougar Mellencamp?
Am I first?
Yeah.
Cougar is 74.
78.
74, exactly. Dr. Crane, you're up next. Cellist Yo-Yo Ma.
Yo-Yo Ma, let's see. 65.
73. 70. Chase, you're up. Lives out here in Brentwood. Michael W. Smith.
60.
62.
He's 68 years old.
Jeez. Wow.
He must have the fountain of youth in his backyard. Dr. Crane, you're up now. Recording executive. Recording executive. Anyway, Simon Cowell.
58.
63. 66. Chase, you're up. Tony Braxton.
61.
68.
58. On down here. He chases up 2-0 still. Guy's doing okay. All right. Oh, here we go now. All right, Dr. Crane, you're up next. TV personality from The View, your favorite show, Joy Behar.
She is 72.
66.
Joey Behar's 83 years old.
Really?
I mean, she doesn't look anywhere near. Okay, anyway. All right, Chase, you're up next. Let's see here. Oh, drummer Tico Torres of Bon Jovi.
59.
63.
72. Who else here? We're going down here. The lead singer of Radiohead, Tom York. Dr. Crane, you go.
59.
49.
57. It's 2-1. Mm. Chase McCabe. Oh, friend of the show. Chase, you go. Tyler Hicks. Or Taylor Hicks. Sorry. Taylor Hicks. I got so excited.
47.
53.
49. 3-1. How we got him on the show is a story that needs to be told. All right. Dr. Crane. Jane Torvill, Olympic ice dancer.
42.
45.
68. Good job. All right, we've got four left real quick. NHL coach player Brian Sutter. Or Suter, whatever it is. Sutter.
Sutter. 62.
67.
69. It's 3-2. Dr. Crane, you go. Priest Holmes, former Kansas City running back.
44.
47.
52. Chase, you're up. A guy that shut down Derek Mason's entire career, one Charles Woodson.
Isn't I hear chirping back there.
Dating back to college, too, he shut Mason down, right? Shut him down on the field and shut him down in his mouth, right?
Oh.
Chase, how old's Charles Woodson?
53.
Go ahead. Tell him, D-Mace.
I blazed him. He'll tell you. Freshman year. I blazed him his sophomore year at Michigan. Get I it. Put up 150. So, I mean, in the NFL, I blazed him. Go watch the Raider tape. You'll see it. Then go watch the Green Bay tape. It'll show you, too. Even though they called a bogus pass interference, he just couldn't guard me.
Well, how old
one
is
guy he?
He
couldn't guard.
How old is he?
How old is he?
Charles?
Yep.
What am I, 51? Charles got to be 47.
49. That goes to Dr. Crane. So we're down to our last guy. Chase, you go first. We're tied at 3. Former Tampa Bay Ray, Evan Longoria.
47.
43.
40. And we end on a tie today, just like the Packers and Cowboys.
Nice. Do we have a all right, real quick. Let's hit it. And a good Tuesday, everybody. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. He is Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier, behind the glass after doing a great job as the next man up.
Like the ladies' man.
How you doing, sweetheart?
Whoa, there it is. All right. All right. That little Italian in it, too. So there you go.
Nice. Little gabagool involved with
it. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Put a little Dean Martin on. There's tactical. On the ground. Sorry. Let's make sure that
you're gonna walk down to the lobby and just see me. Like, oh, what's up?
Is this your friend? Never seen him in my life. I have no clue. I think he's from California.
Are you Mr. Dubin? He had his kidney taken out. We need someone to sign for this.
Have you ever had In-N-Out Burger?
I have not.
Okay, we will have to do that.
I've had burgers go in and out, but hello. <Hey-o>. Watch out for the cook at the grill.
I could just see you if you were a NASCAR driver be like, man, you know, we just had a real fast car today. I got to thank Nick. He put those four tires on there. And, I mean, I thought we were going to run out of fuel, but he said no, we did. And, I mean, I just want to thank our sponsors, Bisbee Plumbing, the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Unity Psych.
Yeah.
I just ramble them off. But I would do it like, man.
Air is tactical. He's back. Hey, Jim.
Hey, I don't know what the last thing you heard from me.
How much money you owed us? No. No, you said.
We haven't been to Vegas yet.
1978 says, Joe, the pretty lady at the bar is working. That's the best advice I can give you.
I love Ryan Perth, Australia. That's a good place. That's where a bunch of guys walk around with.
They'll probably show it in the book.
With beards and moobs.
Moobs. Oh, boy. Matt said we had a boys' trip to Vegas last year. My buddy learned the lesson the hard way to not bring.
Just let it all out, man.
You know where I'm going with this? Not to bring a lady of the night back to your hotel.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, well done.
She's named after a jewel. She's not yours.
Well done, Dr. Crane. Very good. Very good. We gotta turn things over to DVD, good stuff today.
Yeah, it is. To our guys out there, we leave the show all the time. If you're struggling, please talk to somebody. Know that our world's a better place because you are here. You can go to the website, GameNashville.com, click on the Chase and Big Joe Show. There's a link to Unity Psychiatric Care. I need you here. I want you to be part of our story. We want to be part of your story for this comeback. Know that we love you. More importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD is next here on 102.5 The Game.